Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. I'm at the InsurTech Hartford Symposium in Uncasville, Connecticut. Joining us now is Sridhar Menyam, AM Best Senior Director of Industry Research, Analytics, and Public Relations. Sridhar, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
Sridhar, one of the panels that you spoke about here today looked at wearables and data. What evolutions are you seeing today in the wearables industry, and what impact are they having on the life health sector?
Sure. I think wearables are definitely having a huge impact on the life health sector, right? I mean, in terms of especially the post-underwriting process. So during the process of underwriting, using non-traditional health information is still a little bit fuzzy. But once you do the underwriting, having during the post-underwriting process, using these wearables to track a person's well-being, a person's proclivity towards a physical activity, and monitoring their KPIs definitely provides insurers with the ability to manage claims a lot better, to manage the individual's health and fitness a lot better. And I mean, it's not just about reducing claims, it's about increasing the policyholder's well-being. So we are definitely seeing a lot of increase, or at least an attempt to increase in monitoring these wearables.
So do you expect that to drastically change the sector? And if so, in what way?
In terms of, I don't think it's going to drastically, it's not going to be a complete disruption of the sector, but I think it's definitely going to be an improvement in terms of the sector's attitude towards consumers, the consumer's attitude towards the sector, and in general, improving the well-being of the customers. And maybe in due course, having access to this kind of data will definitely help improve the insurance company's underwriting and other processes as well.
So what are some of the issues or challenges we see today around the use of wearables and wearables data?
In terms of using wearables, I mean, I think the key thing is about regulations and data privacy. Using how are consumers willing to share PII or HIPAA-related information? How are insurers trying to make sure that data is kept confidential and being used in the manner that they are intended to, and explaining to the regulators when you're doing claims and other processes that you were treating consumers fairly and you were doing the right thing to the consumers. So I think there are issues, especially as regulations around AI, regulations around data privacy are still evolving. So insurers need to monitor these regulations, make sure that they're doing things right in terms of the customers, in terms of ethics, and making sure that they're also doing the right things in terms of regulatory filings and making sure that they are not violating any of these laws.
You also spoke here at the symposium on a panel about using data in pricing unpriced risks. Insurers have always been about data. How has that changed? How is that evolving? And are there some new innovations around data today?
Yeah. So the unpriced risks discussion was really a very interesting discussion for me because as the economy is evolving, as the society is evolving, people moving towards more of the shared economy in terms of either using shared economy assets like Airbnb or Uber, or using that for employment, like driving employment, like driving an Airbnb. So the dynamics of the insurable property is changing between personal use, commercial use, and insurers are starting to, one of the key points of discussion we had with Y-Risk, which is a subsidiary of the Hartford, is how do you insure for these risks? And these risks, especially things like Airbnb or Uber, they have a natural proclivity, if you will, towards telematic devices, Internet of Things devices, etc. And therefore, there's been an increase in the data. And how do you use this data not just to underwrite or price, but to monitor risks so that you prevent these risks before they happen?
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Talent and the employment landscape is a big topic here today. How has the employment landscape changed, and how are insurers coping today?
Oh, in terms of, I think there's like a couple of things to distinguish, right? So one is the structural aspect of employment, and the cyclical aspect of employment. So if you look at the cyclical aspect, which is how are insurers managing their expenses through the cycle, and one of the levers that they can pull is employees. I think that has always been around. So in terms of when loss costs are increasing, expense ratios are increasing, insurers try to dial back by having some kind of reduction in workforce or trying to restructure. Right. So that will always happen. And the another lever that gives the insurers the advantage is the technology lever, which is using technology to make things a little bit more efficient. And the second aspect that I talked about was more the structural aspect, like what is the skills need, and do you have enough people to fill those skills need? I think that is going to change a little bit, especially with the use of technology. Do you have enough people who can use this ChatGPT technology, large language models, right? Do you have employment like prompt engineers who can actually train these AI models? So the scope of employment is going to change a little bit because of these technologies. But other than that, I think insurers are still going to need people. They're still going to need underwriters. They're not going to be replaced, but they're going to be supplemented by the use of these technologies.
So what current or future challenges do you see around the use of data? And what can the industry do to address or mitigate those challenges or concerns?
Yeah, I think there's some issues. I mean, insurance companies have been around for, I mean, in general, some of the bigger insurance companies have been around for a long time. Like, I mean, I think we spoke in the panel about how the Hartford's been around since 1810, Mass Mutual's been around since the late 1868, so on and so forth. I mean, these companies have been around for a long time, and they have treasure trove of data about claims, about mortality, about underwriting, so on and so forth. Now, just because they have this data, it doesn't mean that they can be used for the future, because most of this data is based on past trends and past issues and so on and so forth. They got to normalize this data so that it can be ready for future use. For example, if you're using climate-related data, you got data since 1810, but the climate is changing. So use that data in order to predict the future, or workers' compensation. If you have data for a long time, you also need to recognize that there's been improvements in frequency, improvements in severity, so on and so forth. You take this data that you have and try to project it forward so that you can use it for underwriting, pricing, claims management, so on and so forth. So I think a certain amount of having the data, using it for the future, I think that's something that insurers need to be cognizant of. And also the proliferation of data from the IoT devices, collecting temperature data or water levels or moisture or humidity. There's like a million ways to collect data from these IoT devices these days. So how do you gather the data and make sure that you can use it for underwriting and pricing? And that's another challenge that insurance companies are facing.
Sridhar, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks a lot, Laurie. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
For AM Best TV in Uncasville, Connecticut, I'm Laurie Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.